Chapter 46. Molly Crane showed Harlan Salter and Monty Bernstein into Jesse Stone's office. Jesse was at it again, standing back to the door, pounding a ball into the pocket of his old Rawlings glove. Sometimes he did the ball and glove ritual, like praying the rosary, to calm his mind, to help him think. Sometimes it was purely distraction, a way to occupy himself and not to give in to his desire to drink. Sometimes, like that day, it was both. He was frustrated at his lack of progress in the investigation. The Salter kid was in bad shape, but he would survive. It was Martina Penworth that concerned Jesse. If he was to speak for her, so far he hadn't given her much of a voice. Voice, that was the problem. He couldn't get straight answers. People, often innocent people, gave slightly crooked answers, or, as Yogi Berra might have said, they talked out of both sides of their faces. It was natural for people to put themselves in the best light, even in bad situations. Good cops understood as much, and corrected accordingly. This was different. Salter and his lawyer made the right noises about wanting to help catch the killer, but that's all it felt like to Jesse. Noise. From the start, Salter and Bernstein seemed reluctant at best. They parsed their words with great care and hid behind straw walls of worry and concern for Martina and the younger Salter. There was something else going on here that he just couldn't see. Frustrated as he was by that, it wasn't what was making him thirsty for the bottle in his desk drawer. He had almost fooled himself that he had moved beyond his minor league days and the haunting ifs and should-have-beens in his life. At least he thought he had come to some kind of peace about it. But the invitation to that damned reunion had put the lie to that bit of self-deception. Jesse discovered the hard way that he was no more at peace with that play at second base than he had been the night it happened. He supposed he always drank a little more than he should have, even before that stupid exhibition game in Pueblo. Still, he could draw a crooked line back in time that would connect that aborted double play to the beginning of his losing battle with alcohol. And when his marriage fell to pieces, it totally set him off. His marriage to Jen had been yet another serious long-term commitment that, just like baseball, had crashed and burned. Dix might say that Jesse had let the alcohol ruin his LAPD career before it too came tumbling down due to something coming at him out of a blind spot. Laymen see alcohol as a means to lose control. For you, Jesse, it was a way to exert control. Still is. God, he wanted a drink. And the internal tape loop of Julio Blanco's voice wasn't helping any.
Jesse, Molly said. Jesse!
But he didn't acknowledge her, continuing to pound the ball into the glove. Monty Bernstein tapped Molly on the shoulder and smiled at her. He pointed his chin at Jesse. Was he a ballplayer? Molly felt a tiny flutter at the lawyer's touch, but she hid her reaction well. She had had her one fling with Crow years back, and that was an itch she never intended to scratch again. Though she supposed, if she thought about it, at least Monty Bernstein wasn't the stone killer she knew Crow to be. Then again, as handsome and charming as the lawyer was, he wasn't a full-blooded Apache warrior.
Shortstop with a lot of promise, she said. It's a long story, and it's not mine to tell.
Molly turned to Jesse and put her hand on his back.
Jesse, Mr. Salter and his lawyer are here to see you.
Thanks, Molly, Jesse said. But he didn't turn around to face them. Even after Molly had closed the door behind her, Jesse remained with his back to Salter and Bernstein. Harlan Salter was not pleased.
Chief Stone, you forced us to come in here for no good reason. The least you could do is show us the courtesy of...
You know what's been bothering me, Jesse said, interrupting Salter.
Bernstein spoke up.
No, Jesse, what's been bothering you?
A girl was murdered in my town, and your client's son was kidnapped. But no one seems to know why.
I can almost understand Martina's murder if she got in the way of your son being kidnapped. It's awful to think about, a girl getting killed because she was an inconvenience. But it makes a twisted kind of logic. What doesn't make much sense to me, no matter how I look at it, is why your son was kidnapped in the first place. Come on, Jesse. You were a big city homicide detective. I've been a prosecutor and a criminal defense lawyer for a long time, said Bernstein. Murder, crime, sometimes there is no sense to it.
Jesse turned around and placed his glove on the desk, ball buried in the pocket.
You're right, Monty. Sometimes there is no sense to it. He sat down. He gestured for Salter and his lawyer to sit as well. When they were seated, he said, But I'll tell you the part in all this that makes the least amount of sense to me.
Salter rapped his pipe against the side of his chair. Please do, Chief Stone. I would like to get through this inconvenience and go visit my son.
Why would someone murder Martina, abduct your son, and then, for no apparent reason, release him? I can't work that out. Any ideas?
Salter's face grew taut with anger, the veins in his neck pulsing through his pale and papery skin.
Jesse noticed. Monty noticed Jesse notice. I'm not sure what you're implying, Jesse, Bernstein said.
I'm not implying anything.
Salter was losing patience.
Then what are we doing here?
Helping me think.
Salter stood and thrust his pipe stem at Jesse.
I've had quite enough of this. I'm leaving now. Whatever you have to discuss, you can discuss with Mr. Bernstein. I'm going to see my son. Good day, Chief Stone.
When the door to the office closed, Monty shrugged. Now that he's gone, you want to tell me what's really going on, Jesse?
Sure. How about a drink, since it's only the two of us?
Monty nodded. Jesse pulled a bottle and two plastic cups out of his desk drawer. He poured a few fingers of scotch for the both of them. They raised their cups to each other and drank.
So, Jesse, you were about to tell me what's really going on.
Fair enough. Jesse stood, came around the desk, and sat on the edge so that he loomed over the lawyer. What I think is that you and your client are full of shit. That your client knows exactly why his son was kidnapped and then released. And if Martina Penworth hadn't been collateral damage, I wouldn't care. But she was killed. She was killed in my town, and that means I care. I care a lot. It also means I'm putting you and your client on notice.
But Monty was cool. Good to know where we stand. Thank you for that.
I'll ask you directly. What were you and Salter doing in Helton the other day? And did it have anything to do with getting the kid released?
You'll understand if I refuse to comment.
I'll understand it, Jesse said.
I won't like it.
The lawyer held up his empty cup. Can a guy get a refill around here?
Jesse obliged and poured himself another as well.
You were a ball player, Monty said.
Dodgers AAA affiliate in Albuquerque. Next stop, Dodger Stadium.
What happened?
Jesse's eyes got a distant look in them. I used to think I knew. Now I'm not so sure anymore.
Monty was about to ask Jesse to explain, but there was a knock on the pebbled glass and Molly stuck her head in. She noticed the bottle on Jesse's desk and the plastic cups in their hands.
I take it the official proceedings have drawn to a close, she said.
You should be a detective.
I would be if my damn boss would go to bat for me.
Monty Bernstein smiled at her. You could bring suit. I know some very good labor lawyers.
I could pretty much guarantee a large cash settlement and that detective's shield.
I'm afraid that your boss would probably lose his job in the process.
Let me think about it, she said, staring directly at Jesse.
Maybe we can discuss it over a drink. Relax, counselor, Jesse said. You two want to flirt and plan my demise. Don't do it in my office.
Molly, you're here because?
Because there's someone else here to see you.
Male or female?
Male, she said.
Mr. Bernstein was just leaving.
Jesse stood and shook the lawyer's hand.
I'm going to find out what's going on, he said. Tell your client that.
I figure you to try, Jesse.
Bernstein turned to go, but before he got two steps toward the office door, another man walked past Molly through the door.
Annoyed, Molly said, Excuse me, sir. You'll have to...
Jesse held up his hand.
Don't bother. This is no sir, Molly. This is Vic Prado.
Monty Bernstein didn't wait around to be introduced.